I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. In the name of the one holy and living God. Amen. Please be seated. When I was growing up, one of the songs that I learned pretty early on as a child was a song that went a little bit like this. Them bones, now hear the word of the Lord. You know, I didn't think too much about that song until I really heard the story of Ezekiel standing before this valley of dry bones. And scholars tell us that around 570 BC, Israel was a captive in Babylon. Their homes were gone, their temple was gone, everything they knew that was familiar was gone, and their hope was waning. They were a people conquered and a people in captivity. And the hand of the Lord finds this young prophet named Ezekiel, and he takes him up on top of a hill and he shows him this valley of long dead dry bones, and he says, "Mortal, can these bones live?" And I am convinced that Ezekiel was perhaps the very first Episcopalian, because with a yes or no question, he managed to find a middle ground. "Lord, you know." Which I translate as, "You're asking me? You're the Almighty, why ask me?" But that's a sermon for another time. But Ezekiel sees this valley, and God says to Ezekiel, "Prophesy to the bones. Call the wind, call the sinews, call all the parts that bring this whole multitude back to life." And he does. And suddenly there's a rumbling. Dry bones, now hear the word of the Lord. And they all come back together, and standing there in this valley with a terrified prophet are all the host of Israel standing, and God says, "These are my people whom I will bring back to life. These are the people whose hope had been lost. These are the people who are living under exile. I will cause new life to come upon them." Now, fast forward a couple hundred years, Jesus is walking around Jerusalem and he hears the news that his good friend Lazarus is ill. But Jesus decides that he's going to continue on his legendary journey across the Holy Land. And eventually he gets to Martha and Mary and hears that Lazarus has died. And he goes out to the tomb with everybody else, and they're expecting in that place of death to find death. I love the practicality. "Well, Lord, there's already a stench when Jesus asked to remove the stone." I mean, not too many of us go digging up graves looking for people. But here they go, and Jesus says, "Lazarus, come forth." And I can imagine what everybody else was thinking at that moment. If that stone moves, I am gone. But here comes Lazarus, bound with all the grave clothes, walking out. And at this point, what the gospel forgot to tell us is that half the crowd was gone. We were down to just the basics. But here they are, with Lazarus standing there, back from the dead, bound with all the stuff of death. Jesus' command is, "Unbind him and let him go." Now, what does Ezekiel and the valley and the raising of Lazarus have to do with what's going on in our world today? Well, I am glad you asked. You see, both in Ezekiel and in John's gospel, God doesn't act by God's self. God says in Ezekiel, "Prophesy to the bones." And Jesus says to the crowd, "Unbind Lazarus." It means that we are part of the divine work of causing and living into resurrection. It means that we are not idle standers by when God is recreating our world. And now more than ever, we need to participate in the work that God has called us to do, even in the midst of physical distancing and quarantine. This past week, there's a video that's been making its way across social media of a choir from North Carolina. They were all kind of feeling itchy and antsy and wanted to do something, so they all got their cell phones and recorded different parts of a hymn. And they emailed that hymn to a producer who put it all together with all these folks from different places to create one video with these words. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. My sisters and brothers, the thing in all of this, in our time of coronavirus and quarantine and physical distancing, is that we are still called to be those people of love. We are still called to be with God in that act of resurrecting our world. Mother Teresa, and I wrote it down just to make sure that I got it right, Mother Teresa once said, "Do ordinary things with extraordinary love." Do ordinary things with extraordinary love. I think it's an invitation for us, especially now, pick up the phone, to call someone you've not talked to write a note. Because here's the thing, we may be living under COVID-19, we may be living under stay-at-home orders, but resurrection is the business that God is in. You see, kindness is not quarantine. Loving isn't quarantine. Hope isn't quarantine. Loving our neighbor and loving God isn't quarantine. And so we are called to be those people who, like that crowd and like Ezekiel, work with God to show resurrection is possible and real and here. It means that that phone call to a friend, that note to a stranger, that wave at a physical social distance, that all of those ordinary things can be done with extraordinary love. Because we are convinced, as those who follow Jesus, that neither height nor depth, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things past, nor things present, nor anything, including COVID-19, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we are called to be ordinary people with extraordinary love. And can you hear it? If you listen carefully, you can hear the first couple of notes coming from a deep quiet. Zem, bom, zem, bom, zem. Dry bones, zem, bones, zem, bones, zem. Dry bones, zem, bones, zem, bones, zem. Dry bones, now hear the word of the Lord. My sisters and brothers, siblings in Christ, resurrection is coming. Resurrection is coming. Resurrection is coming. Amen.